Choose your battles, choose your time. The first thing that has to happen in these conversations, and we often, for those of you that have listened to the podcast for any length of time, you've probably heard us talk about the state of the marriage conversation. And this is the beginning of the state of our marriage conversation. You have to identify what it is that you want to discuss. Our marriages are made up of so many different components. We have a financial component, a spiritual, recreational, emotional, communication, the kids, the in-laws, work, volunteering, church, all of these different things. And any one of them, or any five of them, could be impacting what's going on between the two of you on any given day. The thing is, when you're going to sit down and have a serious conversation about what's going on, you need to be laser focused. And so really thinking through what is it that I want to talk to my spouse about is going to have an impact in a couple of different ways. The first thing that it's going to do is it's going to help you stay on track during the discussion. If you decide that the two of you need to have a conversation about your sex life, this isn't going to be the time that you talk about how much you're spending on groceries or whether or not the two of you are going to church together. You're going to be talking about your sex life. Letting your spouse know that you're having that conversation about your sex life gives them the gift of understanding that you're not going to spend 3.5 hours talking about everything under the sun, like the trip you took 2 weeks ago and how you felt about that, or how you felt about, you know, the last grocery trip. It makes you very focused. Because in our world where we're getting all of these different inputs, where so many people are expecting us to make decisions and to think about, all of these different components of our lives all day long, to have a conversation that is singularly focused allows you and your spouse to both put your energy in one place.
Yeah, and it's during this time that you set up how long you're going to be discussing it.
I want to share with you that Tony and I receive hundreds of emails every single week in response to the question, what is one thing that you would like to change in your marriage? And I will tell you that probably, I don't know, honey, what do you think, like 95%?
I'd say it's in the 90 percentile.
90% of those messages identify more than one thing that a couple would like to change in their marriage. And the reason for that is that there is so much going on in your marriages, but you and your spouse can't get distracted talking about communication and your sex life in the same conversation, or your sex life and finances, or children and finances. You need to be focused on just one thing.
And this happens in our marriage, and we have learned to be able to say, hey, let's reel this back in. What we're talking about right now are our finances. We can't be going off on rabbit trails. We can write that down for another day, another time.
And that's a strategy that the two of you can use. When you're having a conversation like this, keep a pad and paper next to you and just jot it down. If something comes up with finances, if something comes up with family, but you're talking about sex or vice versa, put it down and say, honey, we are going to talk about this. But that's not the focus of this particular conversation.
Julie wrote in and said the issue that they face in their marriage when it comes to communication is acknowledging issues that are from childhood.
And let's face it, where and how we grew up impacts our marriages. I tell my coaching couples all the time that they are leaving the legacy for their children, because we as adults, we watched our parents and our grandparents and how they interacted. We experienced things in our childhood, and being able to create a safe place, and we're actually going to get to that in a couple steps here, will address that particular issue. Julie, thank you for sharing that with us. Second part of this is you've got to choose your time. Virtually everyone on this call, I'm sure, has something that looks similar to a calendar like this, or maybe you still use a paper calendar. I only gave my paper calendar up a year ago, year and a half ago. Now I can't imagine not using my iPhone calendar. But you need to discuss the best day and time to talk. And here's why. When your spouse walks in the door, or picks up the phone and hears the phrase, "We need to talk," they immediately shut down. Because nothing good comes after the phrase, "We need to talk." Even if it is something good, by the time you've already processed that phrase, you're already in a negative space. So what you need to do is, just like you would do for a business meeting or a play date, you need to set a day and time to talk. And here's what this does for your spouse. It allows them not to be blindsided by the conversation, or even to start the conversation when they're tired, stressed, or distracted. Even hungry. I mean, I know that there are times, Tony is a road cyclist, and there are times when he goes on a bike ride on Saturday mornings when our children get all kinds of ornery on me, and he comes home and I just want to vent to him about the kids. If he does not eat first, the conversation goes poorly. And some of you have spouses that need to eat before the conversation can happen. What I'm trying to establish here is that you want your spouse to be an active participant in the state of our marriage conversation. And by checking with them to find out, hey, you know, is Tuesday or Thursday better for you? Here's what's going on with the kids' schedules, or here's what's going on with the work schedules. Tell me the best day and time to talk. This isn't avoiding the conversation. It's setting the two of you up for success. And that's vital, because when we surprise our spouses, things get ugly quickly. But by making the time a priority, you two define what's important in your marriage.
It also allows both of you to look at the calendars and find that time and date where you don't have a bunch of distractions. That is key. So you guys can pull yourselves away and go, okay, we can make a half an hour of time right here, right now. Let's get focused, whenever that date may be. It's vital, folks. I know it from our own experiences and having done this many different ways and failing many, many a times is how we came to this. And every time we do this and put it on the calendar and determine how long it's going to be, that is when we have success. That is when we have breakthroughs. And that is when you'll have a breakthrough.
And Tony hit on a second part of that that's very important. In this choosing your time, you also have to put you have to put definition on the amount of time that you're going to talk. Some of you have spouses that can only do these serious conversations for 10 or 15 minutes. Don't bore them with an hour conversation. No matter how important it is, you've lost them after 15 minutes. If the conversation needs to be continued, then you say, you know what, we're going to talk for 15 to 20 minutes. If we're not at a point of resolution, we're going to schedule another time. It allows your spouse not to feel overwhelmed at the prospect of going on and on and on with the conversation. Again, these tools empower both of you to come to the conversation in the best possible frame of mind and to make your marriage a priority. I know just from the emails that we received prior to starting this webinar that we have folks who are joining us from New Zealand and from the UK. And some of them have even adjusted their sleep so that they could make being on this webinar live a priority. And some of you are sitting here, you know, those of us that are on the West Coast that, you know, it's 6:16, you know, that's in your middle of our day. We made a priority to interrupt dinner time. Some of you have made a priority to interrupt your sleep. Why? Because your marriage is important. And if your marriage is important, you will make setting a time and sticking to it a priority as well. You also have to choose a place that's distraction-free. You can see this couple is trying to have a not-so-successful conversation in the middle of a restaurant, and that woman is not having it at all. And I know, just like us, that your lives have a lot of distractions. We hear from people all the time that when they try and sit down and have a conversation with their spouse, one eyeball is on the TV, one eyeball, or maybe both eyeballs, are on the iPad or the phone. Or you just can't get them to even look at you because the kids are running around and you hear, mommy, daddy, he did this, she did that. You've got all of this stuff happening. The two of you are not going to have a conversation that is going to be meaningful when there are distractions around you. It's simply not possible. You're going to look like this couple right here on the slide. When you're setting yourself up for success, you need to think about, when are the kids not going to be home? Where should we have this conversation? I mean, it's one thing not just not to have the electronic distractions or the children distractions, but you also have to think about the weight of the rooms that you are choosing to have this conversation. And I want to explain what I mean by that. Many of the couples that reach out to One Extraordinary Marriage for help are having problems with their sexual intimacy. Wide range of what that means, but ultimately there's something that's not working in the bedroom. And so, like, I was having a conversation with a wife the other day, and we were talking about their particular issue, and she had this aha moment. And I said, and I could tell by her reaction, and she's like, oh. And I said, what did you just figure out? And she said, I think what you're trying to tell me is that we shouldn't talk about sex in the bedroom. And I said, bingo. And here's why. When it comes to sex, your bedroom is a loaded place. There are all kinds of expectations. There are all kinds of disappointments. There have been hurts. There have been all of this energy wrapped up about your sex life in your bedroom. The two of you want to talk about your sex life? Do it in the living room. Go for a walk. Do it somewhere else. Same thing with finances. A lot of couples discuss finances at the kitchen table because that's where they pay the bills. Get out of the kitchen for the financial talk. You need to figure out if the room that you're planning on having the conversation in has any emotional weight to it. Because if it does, that weight, that energy is going to impact how the two of you relate to one another. So thinking about what are the distractions and what is the emotional weight of a particular place. And one of the things that I do want to say is that if the two of you can get out and be physical, and by that I mean go for a walk, walk along the beach, sit in a park, be out in nature. Tony and I have found that to be some of our most successful conversations. There's something very grounding about being out in nature when you're having a talk that can be very emotional.
And as you're setting up this whole state of our marriage conversation, for those of you who have young kids, you're probably going, well, how are we going to do that? You know, we have young kids. We can't get away. This is a time when you need to get away. You need to find a sitter. You need to find a family member to take your kids for the time being. So if you set it up for a Monday at 6 p.m., you know, and that's the only day that your mom or your dad or your sister or the sitter can be over, then that's when it's going to have to happen. You're going to have to disrupt your schedule a little bit, and it may not be the perfect time, but I'll tell you, you're better off doing it than waiting for it to be perfect. So think about that when you are setting up your state of our marriage conversation.
And I just want to tell you, there's never going to be a perfect time. You know, don't wait for the perfect time, like Tony said, because some of you on this call have been waiting for the perfect time to have the conversation, and that's why you're joining us today. So by choosing one topic and a specific day and time, you're taking the element of surprise out of the conversation. Because at the end of the day, no one likes surprises.